Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you're telling me that the board is behind the superintendent?
That's what Sheehan says, and what Sheehan says, I listen to.
All right. Andy Sheehan.
Andy, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're well. Okay, so this is phase two now?
Yeah, tell us how this is developing, sir.
Tonight we're going to give the results of an investigation that we've been working on for, more than 2 weeks. And in it, we're basically going to say that under Superintendent Hamlet, the Pittsburgh Public Schools have been on a sort of a technological spending spree that, in addition to costing millions of dollars, appears to have hurt rather than helped the student performance. What we're saying is that the district has entered into more than 50 high-priced contracts with so-called ed tech companies for more than like $14 million over the last 3 years. Now, ed tech, these are, digital curriculum platforms and student assessment tools. They're kind of seen as the, magic bullet for the urban school districts across the country, this big technological change. But, the critics say that there's really hasn't been much of a measurable impact on student performance. But Pittsburgh Public Schools have gone in, full hog on all this stuff. And we found that, Hamlet has just been dealing out these contracts. And we've had no evidence that they have been bid out competitively or that they've gone through any kind of process. Instead, basically they've gone to vendors that Hamlet or his top administrators have used in the past, or people that appear to be friends, like this Barrington Irving of the Flying Classroom, with whom they all flew to Cuba during spring break.
Andy, the question I always want to ask, and I think I asked you today, what's in it for him in terms of Hamlet? Have you been able to nail that down yet, or is he just going to say, I'm just trying to help the district?
Well, yeah, this would take, further investigation. He seems to have relationships with people. We've reported that he, flies often out of the state to go to various conferences. These conferences are often sponsored by the vendors of these high-tech companies. We look at one where he went to Chicago at this conference, sponsored by one of these companies. He comes back and they get a contract. And then the following day, the company puts out a press release, quoting Anthony Hamlet, praising this, We have another instance. We've talked about the literacy rates in the school district, especially in the all African American schools, where more than 80% of the kids are not proficient in English. There's a one contract that went to $4.5 million contract went for this reading program that the teachers, one of the only times when the teachers were asked for their input, recommended strongly against it, and yet Hamlet insisted that they make it one of the recommendations and then entered into this contract. Ugh. Now they say it's a disaster.
Now, are you able to tell us, Andy, what tipped you off to all of this? Was it somebody from the inside who was privy to all of this stuff, who had enough?
Well, in this piece, I say that I've spoken to more than a dozen teachers and staffers who spoke to me on the condition of anonymity. But they all sort of say the same thing, that basically, instead of helping kids, teachers are now overwhelmed by all this technology. A lot of it is duplicative. I mean, it's
right,
roughly the same thing. And it's just sort of sitting there and, they're getting instructions from on high. Oh, do this assessment, do that assessment. They don't even know where to begin. It's
plus, Andy, the truth is, I had a teacher sitting at my table 2 nights ago who's in one of the magnet schools and has 10-year-old computers that are so antiquated, and I think we discussed this, they kind of nitpick and cherry-pick where we're going to put this technology to, sir.
Right. That's right. That's right. You know, I mean, a lot of it I understand is not being implemented. But
does he talk to you, buddy?
Yeah, we're on this big buying spree.
Does he talk to you at all?
He did not. And in fact, you know, in this, you know, I asked for an interview with him. No. Can I talk to an administrator? No. Send us your questions, what you found. You know, I did that. And they said, you know, Ebony Pugh, the spokesperson, called me yesterday. We are not participating in this.
No, we have too much to hide. So that's infuriating.
That's the accountability.
Great work, brother.
Andy, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to your stories
tonight at 6, right?
That's right, coming up.
All right. Man. Thank you, dear.
It's good stuff. Andy Sheehan on it. I love the story. Love it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.